Tantor Audio presents Dressed to Kill by Lynn Cahoon. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Sometimes what you see is not what you get. The small building had its doors flung open, looking more like a gaping mouth posed to devour us than the entrance into South Cove's newest and only clothing business, Vintage Duds. Pots of flowers lined the sidewalk, giving the store what should have been a homey look. My aunt nudged me, and I took one halting step closer. I, Jill Gardner, owner of Coffee, Books, and More, and South Cove's business community liaison to the city council, knew a trap when I saw it. And this tastefully decorated store, selling upscale designer clothing at a ridiculous price for used threads, was definitely a snare. "What is wrong with you?" Aunt Jackie snapped. "Just because Greg was married to the woman doesn't mean the two of you have to be sworn enemies." Yep, the new store owner was my boy toy's ex. Small towns are alike. You have to learn to forgive and forget because the person you fight with or divorce just doesn't move away. It's more than likely you'll run into them at the grocery or the diner, or even at a meeting you're running. Life is messy that way. I turned away from the door, ready to sprint back to my shop down the street. Maybe I don't have to attend every business-to-business meeting. You could say I was sick. Jackie gently turned me around, linking her arm in mine. You can do this. It's just a 2-hour meeting. You can do anything for 2 hours. As soon as we entered the store, I knew my aunt was...